here at the Clean Cities Congress and Expo, I'm getting an opportunity to meet Jonathan Overly, who is the Clean Cities Coordinator of the Year. Now we got a chance to meet Jonathan. Jonathan, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do in East Tennessee.
I spend 100% of my time in East Tennessee running the East Tennessee Clean Fuels Coalition. It is a partnership of volunteers from across the eastern side of Tennessee to put these alternative fuels and hybrids and advanced technologies to work in the transportation sector. I'm committed to it because when you're doing something for your country and your community, it's hard not to have fun and have some passion to it. So that's basically what I do.
Can you tell us a little bit about the types of other individuals who make up the coalition that you speak about?
It's a good combination of industry, city, county, government, utility, individuals, nonprofits that all see the need for this change to take place and want to be involved in one way or another. Just simple examples, Alcoa Incorporated, Eastman used to be Eastman Kodak, are big time on board with B20. You've got almost 1,000 vehicles just between those two industry. We've got, out of 33 counties, we've got about 5 counties that are now on biodiesel, about 10 of the largest municipalities in East Tennessee on biodiesel. I keep repeating biodiesel because we're using biodiesel as kind of the break-in fuel to show these people, here are the reasons for action. Use this fuel. This is an easy one to start with. I'm going to be coming back to you later on to talk about ethanol and CNG and electric vehicles. So we get them understanding the problems. We get them involved and plugged into the community and the group. We got a better shot at making a difference.
Here at this Congress, you received a great award as Clean Cities Coordinator of the Year. What does that mean to you?
It's really incredible. I commented yesterday, it's like a Golden Globe because the coordinators made the decision. So it even means that much more that my compatriots chose me as a leader, or thoroughbred, as they called it. When they said thoroughbred, I was like, no, that can't be me. But it's really amazing, only having been a coalition for 4 years, 4.5 years now, being chosen to somebody that they feel is a leader in their fraternity is something extremely special. I mean, this is a major milestone for me as a leader of this group, as well as a milestone in my life for kind of achievement that they think that highly of what we're doing.
And what do you feel that you've been able to get out of this Congress this year?
Each year it's incredible what I can learn, both from the events and the presentations and the booths, as well as from having more time to meet with other coordinators and get plugged in and learn how they overcome small obstacles associated with individual projects, hear about how membership dues raising is going, all of the things that are important to coalitions, how are they mounting those challenges. So it's extremely beneficial. It's one of the, if it's not the most conference I go to, it's the second most important conference every year.
Anything else you might want people to know about what you do there in East Tennessee as it relates to developing the use of alternative fuel vehicles?
If I had an opportunity to tell people across America something that was representative of East Tennessee, what I would say is that what I try and tell, or what I tell people in East Tennessee, is that we have to be responsible for our own area. There are 80 of these coalitions across the U.S. doing this, so let's do the best we can. The more we can do and show success, the more we'll help each other show success and collectively make a difference, and that's what it's all about.
Good. Well, congratulations again, Jonathan, on your award, and here at the Clean Cities Congress and Expo, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.